Craig Van Ness.
Concern with useless things will only make our problems worse, our demise swifter and more punishing. What is useless is dangerous. I try telling myself this all the time, but it never sticks. The truth, which I'll deny if anyone asks, is that I don't just care that the sun once circled us, I'm captivated by the idea. I find it almost too strange to even imagine, and yet impossible to stop thinking about. They say it would just come rising into sight, as if out of nowhere, that it would move slowly overhead, from east to west. Then it would lower towards the ground and finally disappear altogether. Just vanish. Gone. The most fascinating thing about all this odd cycle is that, during certain times, the colors of the world would actually change. Intriguing shades of violet and warm, soothing ambers would be cast out in a shimmering blanket across the lands. The sun would become drenched in gold, its rich rays turning first to copper and then burnt sapphire. Imagine that.
Well, this is a surprise. His own words sounded foreign to him, resonating strangely in the empty office. Layla's expression was torn between indecision and something else he couldn't identify. She sank into the office chair.
Yeah, you're telling me.
She gnawed on her thumbnail, worried gaze studying something across the room.
I had no idea.
Me neither. He cleared his throat, stepping forward tentatively. Moving deeper into her space was dangerous. He wasn't sure if he could trust himself, not after wanting her so desperately all yesterday and this morning. Her appearance in the boardroom had felt like the result of wanting her too hard, as if he'd thought her into existence but at the worst possible moment. After their incredible night of phone sex last night, he'd woken up with a hard-on and a rapidly unfolding plan for what they'd do that night. Dinner plans were in the works. But now, he stuffed his hands into his pockets, clenching his jaw.
What happened between us should stay there. Between us.
Well, obviously, Layla huffed, pinching the bridge of her nose. I'm not so excited about walking straight into the biggest HR shit show of my entire career.
It won't be a shit show, I promise.
He came up to her desk, his gaze traveling over as much of her as he could see. The arc of her neck, the creamy skin he'd caressed so many times the other night, was dying to caress again. He dragged a finger along the edge of her desk, thoughts roiling in his head.
I won't tell anyone what happened, and I assume it won't happen again.
Do you feel stuck in negative thought patterns? Frustrated by your lack of willpower and discipline? Do you know there is something more to life that feels just out of reach? If you always stop before you even start, the problem holding you back is limiting beliefs. Break down mental barriers to unlock everything you ever wanted. Are you ready to obliterate obstacles keeping you from massive health, wealth, success, and fulfillment? If repeated daily, these carefully constructed affirmations will unlock hidden potential within you and the true magnificence that awaits. This program is designed to draw the energy and focus you need to manifest your deepest desires in money, love, mindfulness, and more, and includes 12 accounts from celebrities from Arnold Schwarzenegger to Oprah, illustrating the power of controlling your thoughts before they control you. Whether it's a healthy relationship, successful career, or alluring physique, Conquer Your Mind will help you easily overcome self-doubt and take action to create a life you love. Break free from self-sabotage once and for all. Do you plan constantly but never take action? Ready to change your life for the better, but no clue where to start? Do you feel capable of great things, but fear judgment and rejection? Feel your dreams are unrealistic and unattainable? Settle on goals that make others happy? Lack self-esteem and confidence to start? The only obstacle between you and what you really want is you. Fantasies give direction, but powerful narratives make your goals truly inevitable.
Get ready to transform your habits and life in profound and unexpected ways. Create doors where there were only walls before. Conquer Your Mind teaches you that nothing is impossible. Mr. Appleby R. Fentress was a connoisseur in fatigue. Indeed, if he had not been, his memory alone should have enabled him to prescribe, for the majestic invasion of his pharmacy was a casual happening that had surprised him almost daily for years. Mr. Fentress knew the formula of, and possessed the skill to compound, a certain potion antagonistic to fatigue, the salient ingredient of which he described, no doubt in pharmaceutical terms, as genuine old handmade cloverleaf 59, private stock. Nor did the ceremony of administering the potion ever vary. Mr. Fentress would first compound two of the celebrated mixtures, one for the governor and the other for the general to sample. Then the governor would make his little speech in a high, piping, quavering voice.
"No, sir. Not one drop until you have prepared one for yourself and join us, Mr. Fentress. Your father, sir, was one of my most valued supporters and friends during my administration. And any mark of esteem I can confer upon his son is not only a pleasure, but a duty, sir."
Blushing with delight at the royal condescension, the druggist would obey, and all would drink to the general's toast.
"The prosperity of our grand old state, gentlemen, the memory of her glorious past, the health of her favorite son."
Because we determine truth and reality instinctively from our experiences, our beliefs are by nature limited to the physical things that comprise those experiences. Our genetic instructions do not trigger any such feeling of confidence about the non-physical or supernatural, because we do not detect such things with our senses. Any notion we may have of something non-physical or supernatural must be created with imagination, a seemingly subtle distinction from our conscious perspective, but one of paramount importance to the instinctual processes that determine our behaviors to ensure our survival. The basic reality that we do not form beliefs regarding anything non-physical can be seen in the fact that no one, not even the devoutly religious, is anxious to die. Though we consciously envision such things as God in heaven, we subconsciously know that there is nothing among our physical experiences that demonstrates they exist. If our instinctual processes determined that some ultimate paradise awaited us after death, they would produce the feeling of being eager to experience it. But of course we experience no such feeling when it comes to dying. That's not to say that people don't embrace the false notion of a belief to rationalize taking life, but it is to say that one must significantly distort their instinctual determinations to achieve such a mindset.